Let's take a quick break and hear from today's show sponsor.
Are you struggling to close deals? Cold outreach can be a slow and brutal process, and in many scenarios, it's just wasting the time of both the buyer and the seller, especially when business owners who are trying to find qualified buyers are using inaccurate and outdated data. But it doesn't have to be this way. With LinkedIn Sales Navigator, your organization can overcome these challenges by leveraging this amazing technology and platform that translates comprehensive, high-quality buyer data into real-time insights and sales. These deeper insights empower sales reps and teams to adopt the habits of top performers, which leads to much better outcomes like building a bigger pipeline with real customers, leading to higher win rates and conversions, and of course, larger deals and paydays all around. We call this deep sales, and LinkedIn has built the first deep sales platform with the next generation of LinkedIn Sales Navigator. Right now, our Millionaire Mindcast family has an amazing opportunity to try LinkedIn Sales Navigator and get a 60-day free trial at linkedin.com/mindcast. That's linkedin.com/mindcast for a 60-day free trial. Let LinkedIn Sales Navigator help you sell like a superstar today. Just go to linkedin.com/mindcast and get started.
Welcome to the Millionaire Mindcast, where we broadcast weekly interviews with millionaire minds from across the globe to empower you on your journey of unlocking a rich and fulfilling life. It's time to unleash your millionaire within. Now, here's your host, Matty A.
What's going on, guys? Welcome into today's Wealth Building Wednesday. Today is October 19th. It's actually Monday when we're recording this, but we got to get a little update for you guys as to what's gone down this last week. As always, I'm your host, Matty A, along with my co-host, Mr. Breedwell.
What's up, guys?
Mr. Ryan Breedwell, how was your weekend, brother?
It was good. Let's see, what did I do this weekend? Man, me and my wife did a photo shoot.
She make you look good?
Yeah, as she always makes you look good. I'm like her purse.
Yeah.
I'm there for the ride.
You're the accessory. She accessorizes.
Exactly. What else did I do? Other than that, I think we just... the house I'm building, they framed it and the roof got put on.
Nice. So I saw those pictures. That was exciting.
Yeah.
And you got some stuff coming up out in Austin, Texas. You guys are doing a real estate investing meetup.
Yeah, November 7th. Going to be doing a meetup with some people down in ATX.
So if you guys are out in Austin, Texas or in Texas and you want to cruise in, meet Mr. Breedwell, he's going to be kicking it with a bunch of real estate investors out there. You guys are going to be doing some financial, some planning.
We're going to talk about active financial planning, the use of real estate as a cash flowing asset, using insurance to purchase real estate, and then also going over some mindset and some life goal stuff. So it's going to be really fun. We got a winery rented out.
Nice.
I think there's a taco truck coming. I'm not 100% sure. Got some beers donated. So it's going to be a fun time, guys.
Yeah, it'll be good to get some face-to-face, belly-to-belly interaction, saying what up, hanging out with some people.
It's definitely
mass? No mass?
No mass.
No mass. You son of a gun.
We actually specifically could not hold the event in Austin, Texas. We had to go outside of like a
because they would force you to have mass, right?
Pretty much, yeah. The sheriff and fire department said they'd leave us alone if we were at a winery, though. So
there you go. Bye. Well, we got a great show for you guys today. We're going to be talking about something that hasn't happened in the stock market since 1999. We're going to be talking about that, what's going on in the housing market, some Twitter updates, the Amy Coney Barrett confirmation. But if you guys are new to the show, welcome in. This is where me and my co-host, my brother, we talk about all things money. We talk about what's going on in the state of our economy, world news, and ultimately, right, the stock market and real estate and how that just ties into your wealth building journey as you're investing, as you're planning, as you're strategically playing this wealth building game. We want to keep you guys informed on what's going on, what we're seeing, what we're doing, at least to give you a little bit more data to gather and apply accordingly on your own journey based on what you're looking to accomplish. So if you're new to the show, hit that subscribe button each and every Wednesday. We drop these Wealth Building Wednesday episodes. Mondays, I have the Millionaire Mindcast, where we're interviewing other millionaires on their wealth building journey. And then Fridays, of course, is just your boy, the solo episodes, dropping those out. And, you know, we've been putting out a lot more content on the YouTube channel. So if you're not checking out the YouTube channel, be sure to head over there, subscribe, hit that like button, leave us a comment. And don't forget to text us if you have questions. That's one of the things that I've loved about this texting service. I've gotten to connect with so many of you guys, dropping questions, saying what up, letting us know where you're at, what you're doing, what you're struggling with, what you're winning on. That's the beauty of these shows, is it just makes it a two-way street. So you can always text us at 844-447-1555. I'm trying to find out where that button is, and I don't even know where the hell it's at. But with that being said, also know that Ryan offers our free portfolio reviews. There's a lot of people that, you know, come to you and go.
A lot of people. I literally go into my email normally like on Thursday or Friday, and there'll be like 20 or 30 emails that says financial x-ray. Oh, there it is. Text x-ray to 844-447-1555.
Yes.
But it says financial x-ray, and pretty much all it is you, hey, I want a review of my finances. We go over your finances as they sit. I had a lady from New Jersey, for example, she just had me review her insurance policies and her investment accounts. And when we kind of put them side by side, and I kind of, hey, do you know this is this? Do you know this is this? There's a few things that she's had those policies for over 10 years. She did not know about. It was very quick and easy for me to identify because it's right there on the front page. And I think there's going to be some changes made because of that. So there's nothing wrong with looking under the hood. Don't be like a 55-year-old man and be afraid to go to the doctor to find out what's wrong with yourself.
Right.
Because that's what it reminds me of. It's like, it's your money. Why aren't you like looking at it more closely? You're talking to somebody that can afford to be honest with you. So let me just give you the honest truth. You don't have to act on anything, but you know, if you know what you know, you don't know what you don't know. When you know something, you can make informed decisions.
Yep.
So take advantage of it, guys.
Yeah. Free. And that's something that he offers for free. And usually, right, your team, that's like a,
normally
based on all of what goes into that $2,500 plan.
Oh,
that,
$22,000. Oh yeah. Like 20, yeah, $2,000 to $3,000 is what a full financial plan will normally cost you. Cause it takes an analyst 2 to 3 days to build it. And then it'll take me a couple hours to go through it and kind of see, okay, this is this. But we offer it for free for listeners. Just shoot a text
to our Millionaire Mindcast fam. So take advantage of that, guys. You guys can text the word x-ray to 844-447-1555. Also know that if you guys want more information on some of our upcoming wealth camps, which is really for our high net worth listener, the individual that wants to get in proximity to other high net worth business owners or investors, and you guys want to have some fun spending, you know, a couple days with us and other people just like yourself at a 5-star experience, you can text the word wealth camp to 844-447-1555. And also for many of you who are looking to get more opportunities, you know, I get a lot of people that are going, man, I have some cash sitting around, but I don't know where to find these quote unquote passive opportunities, whether it's syndications or, you know, fund opportunities or just investments that I'm offering out to my network. And you guys want to know what those are. You guys can text the word deals to 844-447-1555 and get on that list as well. So, this last week it was pretty funny. I've been putting out a lot more content on the YouTube channel.
Mm-hmm.
And I did one on leaving California.
Oh, I remember. Do you know how many people? Thank you for that. Because you know how many people DM'd me to ask me if you were leaving California? Dude, I was like, not before me. I don't got no kids. I'll be out this place like a fast.
I had so many people literally once I released that. Dude, are you really leaving? Where are you going? Come here. Go there.
I didn't like listen to the whole video.
I know. And I was like, man, I clickbaited the shit out of you guys. Because that was something that, obviously, you and I have been talking about it. I mean, California is not headed down a good path.
No.
Especially if you're somebody who is a capitalist and wanting to build wealth. California is the land
about
of opportunity,
the opposite of that
and
right
at
now.
The same time, policy and where things are trending. People don't like that. They don't like that, and they make it really hard for people that are looking to build wealth here in California. So something I was thinking a little bit about, if you guys haven't checked out the video, go check it out on the YouTube channel. But, you know, one of the things was, you know, this idea of high taxes and
the
how.
Idea. I mean, we already live in that.
We do. And how they're this gonna go ultimately, higher. You know, not what I learned from that video is how many people have no clue how much they're actually giving to the government.
Correct.
They just
kind
of do it
to the decimal point. I sent you a picture.
You did.
I know to the decimal point how much I'm sending to. You know what's so funny too? Franchise Tax Board just hit me with a letter from 2017 saying, yeah, we think you owe us another $1,000 from 3 years ago.
You're like, come on, man.
Come on, man.
You Joe Biden'd him. Joe Biden. Come on, man.
Come on.
But yeah, so, you know, that just reminded me of the importance of this show, what we're doing. First off, if you haven't checked out that video, go check it out. Drop me a comment. Leave it a like. Subscribe to the channel because I'm putting out a lot more stuff there. Some stuff that will help you guys. These are all, you know, trending topics and videos that ultimately have to tie in with your wealth building and your lifestyle journey. But it made me realize the importance of continuing to have this show and creating a dialogue, an environment, a space where people can make financial literacy, they can make wealth building a normal conversation, because you can't really find it in a lot of areas that it's normalized, right? Like if you want to talk about building wealth, you want to talk about making as much money as you can, you want to talk about strategizing on how to not give the government money, most people nowadays are like, they don't even know, one, how to have the conversation because they just aren't educated on it. And two, if you want to have it, you're almost looked down on, right? Like,
well, yeah, just
people don't want to talk about it. And if you do want to talk about it, you're some greedy person. And
yeah.
I had somebody respond on the actual YouTube that was talking about literally just talking shit on anybody that wants to build wealth. And I was like, so you just want essentially human beings to comply, to go in their little box, stay there, never pursue anything greater. And if they do, they're demonized for it, right? And like that was a small glimpse of the mentality of what it feels like a lot of Americans are adopting right now is if you want that, you want more, you want bigger, better things in your life and your finances and right, like you're almost, you're bad for that. And I think that's a very dangerous narrative to, you know, continue to really tune into. And so that's why I was like, man, we're doing good things by having these conversations. Because fuck that, right? Like, I want more and I shouldn't have to feel guilty about it. I shouldn't have to apologize for that.
Nope.
And I know that my intention is, one, to create more wealth for myself and my family, but it's to use that wealth to also make a difference in other people's lives, to create communities and spaces and opportunities where other people who desire those same things can go and find and not feel bad about and actually leverage to their advantage, knowing that the more of a ripple effect we have on that platform and in that arena, the more it's going to benefit humans, our world, our states, our communities as a whole, right? So just know that if you guys want to continue having these conversations with us, this is where we have these conversations, right? Is to keep the dialogue open, knowing that there's a lot of people that don't have the environment to find out how to have these conversations and communicate. So if you guys haven't texted us or if you're new to the show, text us at 844-447-1555. Let us know that you guys enjoy what we're doing here. And we appreciate hearing from you guys. With that being said, there was some let's talk about Twitter first.
Sure.
There was some big stuff that went down. Well, one, Twitter crashed this last week.
I don't have Twitter, just so you guys know.
I don't know if that was a real crash, if that was by accident.
I think Mr. Dorsey and Mr. Zuckerberg, I think there's just, you know.
People are leaning in on them. More so, government is leaning in on them for some legal allegations now at this point being filed for censorship, for supporting a specific narrative, party, group, you know, essentially silencing people, anyone that is speaking up on the contrary of, you know, on the other side of Democrats.
Yeah, it's this weird thing when you're like, I don't have that much money yet. But I mean, there gets to this point where you make like so much money, it's like the only cool thing to do now is like, now because I'm immune to those policies, because if I make $1 billion and I get taxed 55%, $450 million still feels real soft in the pocket. Touching really quick back on what Matt said just a minute ago, I've never heard somebody that's successful, unless they're like ultra successful, ever complain about taxes not being high enough, they're making too much money. The people that I hear say that are poor. And I may sound like an asshole for this, but those are poor people. And I mean, poor in the pocket, poor in the soul, poor in the mind,
yep.
and all they want to do is let all three of those fester and then talk shit on the people that
and
do
rip
good.
Anybody else down that.
Yeah, exactly. Like, at least when I talk shit about somebody, there's some substance about it. Like, when somebody talks about gold and it, like, doesn't line up with, you know, quantifiable statistics, I will call them out for that. But if you're going to look at me because I'm driving a nice car, building over $1 million house, and I have a house, and we do whatever we want, I go, if you're mad at me for that, shit, man, go somewhere else. Because all I'm going to do is hit you with the front of my Mercedes and keep going. none of that is going to better you. It ain't going to better me. It's not going to help anybody else out. All it's going to do is make you look like exactly what you look like, which is a whiny bitch. So just when there's opportunity to be had, take it. Do what me and Matt did. I was not successful when I started. I wasn't successful the year after I started, and I wasn't successful the year after that. You have to just, I've said it many times before, you have to be a big loser to be a winner.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a big loser. That's why I win so hard. And Matt has lost a lot of deals.
I'll keep losing to get to where I want to go.
Yeah, and we don't complain about it. We learn from it. It's constructive. It teaches us how to secure the next deal, and then we move on. I don't point my finger and blame my failures on somebody else because they're winning. Knowing that that person has likely failed multiple times to get to the point where they are. But all I'm seeing, it's like that iceberg, you know? You seen the picture of the iceberg mm-hmm. where like 90% of it's below the surface? You guys don't know that. I've been so overwhelmed with that this year. People saying, oh, because I'm white, I might have privilege and all this stuff. And not that I work hard, not that I go in day in and day out, not that I'm waking up at 3 a.m. for 2 hours and then going back to sleep for an hour to check on my client. None of that's factored into it. It's just that I'm doing well, I'm white, and I happen to affiliate myself with a different political party than you do. Man, fuck off. Just work hard. It's not that hard, man.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know the secret to success is just hard work.
Yeah, I've never been the smartest, the fastest, or the strongest.
I'm not that. I just got the hardest working mentality.
A grinder.
Yeah.
Grinder. And capitalism supports people and creates opportunity for people who are willing to work hard, right?
Correct. It definitely doesn't, and unless you're in California, man, which is just on its head right now, this is like the only state where you can come and be an absolute stain on society and go put a tent up under the bridge. And they'll put a porta potty up for you.
Mm-hmm. No, they're sad. They're doing it in the park right around the corner, the biggest homeless park, and they put brand new, beautiful, state of the art bathrooms in there. I'm like, oh, great! That's a good reason to continue to move out of here. So going back to Twitter,
sorry,
we've got
over censorship,
yeah. Right? Yeah. And this is Facebook. This is Twitter. I mean, you're seeing it on YouTube. And part of what we've been seeing lately is a lot of people making the legal argument that you're no longer just a platform that allows people to put content out. You are now censoring certain content, which is taking a specific stance, which is creating a specific narrative. Now you are essentially a publisher. And there are different laws and guidelines that come into play as a publisher, which is ultimately the argument that
what's that rule that they're like referencing? It's like a number and I can't remember what it is. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
I'm a fan of that rule being overturned and there being a level playing field, because there shouldn't be anybody conservative trying to bash liberal ideals, and there shouldn't be anybody liberal trying to bash conservative ideals. There should just be everybody can say what they want to say within a reasonable boundary, but whoever can reach the most people and be the loudest normally gets their message out. This censorship, it should not happen for Republicans to Democrats or Democrats to Republicans or anything in between, because that's not America.
Well, and that's where the gray area is at, right? Is like it's become this beast that there's so many trap doors in the house and there's so many different, you know, staircases and that ultimately people don't know how to monitor that big gray area, right? Which is where they're kind of living in the sense of how they're hiding and protecting themselves. But there were cases or I'm sorry, there were filings this last week that ultimately is going to pursue the accountability with platforms like Twitter, like Facebook, yeah, like YouTube, and how they are censoring people, right?
Yeah, and it's mainly just, I mean, it's it, this right now, specifically right now, not all the time, but right now in the short term, it's mainly liberals silencing conservatives. Mm-hmm. And I don't want to see that flipped on its head to be the other way around, and it shouldn't be happening at all. But the just because you don't like what somebody is saying doesn't mean that it doesn't need to be said. Just because you don't like Donald Trump doesn't mean you don't need to know the truth about what's going on. Just because I don't like Joe Biden or Kamala Harris and I don't think they'll be a good representation of us as a country doesn't mean I don't need to listen to what they're trying to say, because if I just block it out and who am I except I'm the exact thing that I hate and I'm representing it.
And it's not even, you're not even getting to the truth.
No.
Like ultimately, whether Joe Biden and Kamala Harris win or Trump and Biden win, like I would accept the fact that either of them go into office mm-hmm. knowing that it was fair and it was truth, and that's what the country wanted, because that's the beauty of democracy, right?
4 years.
Going, hey, if this is what the majority wants and that was something that played out in a fair landscape, I'm cool. Like, yeah. I'm behind that. And if I want change, I'll fight for change moving forward. But if it's something where it feels like it was fraudulent or the scales were tilted, that's where it becomes this issue that it spirals out of control. And, you know, then it becomes this extreme overcorrection that people are fighting. And that's where gets very, very dangerous.
Well, yeah, and you get stuff that like happened this year. You have defiant Democratic governors allowing their cities and states to be demolished and essentially just passing the buck of blame on to the head of the snake, saying this is your fault because your policies allow people to do this kind of stuff. And that's completely not true, first of all. And it's I mean, when you're if you're the governor, I mean, my favorite example is like either it's like Oregon. Like the governor of Oregon, your job is to protect your cities, which is why we have governors. Mm-hmm. It's impossible to have one person look over the amount of people we have. We have governors, we have mayors, we have council members, we have districts. It's split up like that for a reason. Mm-hmm. If you allow your city to create, what is that called, Chad or whatever it's
Chaz.
Called? Chaz. Bro, you need to go in there you need to go in there and drop bodies. I'm sorry. Those people are domestic terrorists. Those people should not be allowed to do what they're doing. And those are Democrats. That's the craziest thing, guys. This is a socialist. Anyway, that's the kind of stuff that you can't allow to happen. And if you allow that to happen and then you just sit there and you play the blame game at the head of the snake, you're not doing anything. You're destroying stuff to destroy stuff. There's no positive or proactive or progressive change coming from that. I don't even know the update of what's going on in Oregon now because it's not on the news anymore because it's not sexy.
Mm-hmm.
But, God, I haven't... Can you imagine if that happened in Sacramento?
I don't want to know.
I don't even want to know what would be happening. That's how people get shot by 17-year-olds. That's how... Mm-hmm. That's how businesses get looted and rioted. That's how people lose their jobs and you can't open. That's how divisiveness is bred. All that stuff comes from that. I mean, and there's a lot of people that just think that is going to drive change. Like we're going to burn stuff. We're going to be out of pocket. We're going to do all this stuff. Like, that's going to drive change. I mean, 2020 has been wild.
Yeah, it really has. And he's strapping because we still got a couple more months left of 2020 and we are heading into the market or we're heading into the election, which there's been some major fluctuations in the market recently, some volatility in the market recently because of that. So how does everything that's going on with Amy Coney Barrett, and, you know, she's getting confirmed
the 22nd
this Thursday.
Thank God.
So day after you guys hear this, you know, we have obviously the stimulus plan just continuing, you know, to be halted. Nancy Pelosi, you know, ultimately let her.
The Democrats keep stringing the deal. If you guys want to know what's going on, it's they keep coming to an agreement on what's put on the table, and then something else keeps getting added.
Even her own party was, when CNN,
Wolf Blitzer lighten your shit up, saying like, yo,
why are you not taking this?
And the reason is because it's known that what keeps happening is that there's concessions that continue to be made by the Republican Party that are not returned by the Democratic Party. And they know that if stimulus happens before the election, it's going to be good for the economy, which makes the current administration look good.
Yep.
Blah, 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 blah. So what are they going to do? They're going to halt it and halt it and halt it. And literally somebody asked me what my prediction was. I said, Nancy Pelosi knuckles deep in a bucket of rocky road and the market rips up. I mean, that's what eventually she's going to have to come to a stimulus because it's true. People need the stimulus.
They need it.
And the types of people that are in charge of those constituents don't feel it. Nancy Pelosi
is balling.
Like out of control, guys. She's wealthy. She's made millions of dollars off of this. Go to the U.S. Department of, was she a senator or Congress? Forget. They have her financial transactions. She's buying a ton of stock. She's buying a bunch of stuff on insider info, making millions of dollars. But here she is. She can't sign a stimulus package to give somebody $600 so they can feed their kids. It's ridiculous.
Yep. So how does that impact the market? Because we've seen based on them coming to the table, pulling away.
If we get the current administration back in office, the set of problems that we're going to deal with is, and here's a new one. It's like every week there's a new one. We have now the Armenia thing. We have Armenia and Turkey. We have our Turkey's back in one of the stands. We have a trade war with China. China saying that they're needing to get ready for war. Russia is going to be backing China.
Are you interested in boosting your income by an extra $50,000 this year? If so, you're going to love what I've got in store for you. I am beyond excited to officially announce an incredible opportunity to join me in my exclusive mastermind, which will include myself and 25 other hand-selected investors who are actively pursuing commercial real estate in 2024 and want to be held accountable to making sure they buy their first or their next commercial real estate investment property that will net them a minimum of $50,000 a year. This mastermind group will not only teach you how to do that, how to find, how to analyze, how to structure and buy these types of commercial real estate investment properties, but you'll also have an opportunity to be a part of an intimate group of high achievers that are going to take your network and your resources to a whole nother level. But here's the catch. Like I mentioned before, this is exclusive. We're only selecting 25 ambitious individuals for our founding members group who are serious and ready to take that next step in their commercial real estate investing journey. So if you are ready to increase your passive income by at least $50,000 in the next year with commercial real estate investing, then this is your moment. These spaces are gonna fill up fast. And trust me, this is the one and only time to be a founding member, which comes with some pretty special benefits. So head over to myfirst50k.com and submit your application now. Again, that's myfirst50k.com. You can head over there, check out the program, see everything that it entails, submit your application to join, and I can't wait to connect with you soon.
You got a bunch of stuff going on. Iran's arms embargo. So that's the kind of issues we deal with if we keep the current administration in, because the current administration is trying to stay out of wars, but that party likes to blow things up. So then what do we flip it on its head and say, well, what if we get a blue wave? Well, that sucks because it's going to be short-term good for the market because the market will price in stimulus.
Mm-hmm.
That will shoot up. People will think it's better than it is. And then corporations, on the other hand, are going to be ready for the fallout in Q1, Q2. There's going to be a ton of foreclosures. People are going to be out of their homes. Democratic principles are not good for creating jobs. Quite the opposite. They're good at not letting people work and living off government benefits. So there's going to be people out of work, not working, living on government benefits in a time where we need people working, not living on government benefits and paying taxes to re-stimulate the economy. So that's the two. There's no out of the woods, whichever way that you go. It's just picking your fight, and which fight do you think we have a chance on winning? I'm way more confident in the U.S. military's ability to stave off any risk than I am the U.S. government's and the American people's ability to make it through another crash right after we've had such a huge financial impact. Yep. So what fight am I saying we have a better chance of winning? We have a better chance of winning the fight with the current administration. You know what to expect. It's not a 2 years of going back over what's already been done and then hitting the restart button. That's the reality of what might happen if we have a new administration. So that's the part that just scares me a little bit is the reset.
So how does all of that being said factor into the market, and what is something that we saw this last week that hasn't been seen since 1999?
So the big thing that we haven't seen was there was a lot of hedge funds had put what are called a short position. So they were betting they were going to make money if the market went down. So that short position, I believe, was essentially put on the 13th of October, and it's been removed. And what that kind of means is that the companies or the people making that bet have reneged on that bet and made a different bet.
Why did they make it in the first place?
Because technology stocks were so overvalued and still are. That's not to say that we don't have positions in technology, but tech has been moving the market forward. Mm-hmm. And if you haven't heard, you know, FANG has been the popular term for the past couple
Facebook,
years.
Apple, Netflix, and Google, right?
Yeah, and it's about what starts to scare me is when we look at the NASDAQ going up and then you see the S&P 500, which is a market cap weighted index, being 25-30% technology. So a lot of the movement in those two indexes are really just technology. And so one thing can't just move the market. It has to be everything. So financials, utilities, industrials, semiconductors, all that stuff has to be moving up, and they've been lagging. What started to happen this prior week, even though we saw some volatility, and that's where the novice trader sees red, I think that's negative, but that just means things are moving around. That's why the market's rebounded today. People were readjusting, selling off, taking profits, moving money elsewhere, and we saw small cap and mid cap, which I'd been saying for the past few weeks that we're going to boom, those have taken off today. The Russell 1000 and 2000 growth last week were on a tear, even when the market was down up 1.6% when the market was down 44 basis points. So things are starting to catch up, and what that tells us is the market may be predicting a redo of another 4 years. And I will just, the last thing I'll leave you with is we're in California and there is Trump parades that you would not believe. There was one yesterday that was miles. I mean, in California, miles long, guys. I don't see any Joe Biden, Kamala Harris signs. The one that keeps get put up by my neighbor's house keeps getting ripped down by everybody else in our neighborhood. I think it's going to be an interesting year, and I think 2016 is going to have a lot of similarities to 2020 because the media will tell you one thing when another is going on.
Yeah, let's talk about that real quick then. Who do you, because I've been going back and forth, and I've been talking to a lot of people, and obviously depending on who you're talking to, right, will dictate kind of what temperature you're taking. Mm-hmm. But I've been talking with a lot of people who are going, I think it's going to be a Trump landslide. Then the polls are saying complete opposite.
I don't listen to the polls.
So tell me why.
Because the polls go look at the batch sizes. It's like 1,200 people. How is that? How are 1,200 people going to show me what 300 million people might do? So that's super inaccurate. And a lot of the polls are done by the same places that are feeding you the same bullshit that is not true. CNN's polls are not accurate. MSNBC's polls are not accurate. Fox News's polls are not accurate. The polls don't matter. Look at the market. Look at what money says is going to happen. Because the smart money, when it comes off the sidelines, when it says that, hey, when bonds are tanking and stocks are going up, one of two things is happening. People are making a bet that they're going to be right, and they're making a bet with their dollar, not their mouth. Polls, you guys can bet on the polls. I would just say that everybody that did that in 2016 was completely wrong. As you guys know, the majority vote does not win the presidency in the United States. Gerrymandering, which is a real thing, is still done and is still dominant towards the Republican Party. All these facts lead me to say that we're going to get a redo of the current administration.
So you're,
and I would be happy to see that. I would be very happy to see that.
So you're saying Trump, your prediction, Trump is going to win?
Yes. And if he doesn't win, I don't want, if he doesn't win, my hope is that we cut it and we move on. But I know it's going to go to the Supreme Court. It's going to be something that's never been done before. So there's like,
the market likes good news. It dislikes bad news, and it hates no news,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So if that were to, there is no smooth transition of power, what could that mean for the stock market?
I don't know. I don't think that that's even a realistic scenario, because I feel like you would just get removed by the military. Like, I don't even want to talk about that, because this is the thing that pisses me off about the administration, is that they say stupid shit like that. I don't like that kind of stuff.
It's extreme.
I don't like extremism on either side. I just like things that work. So I don't like that. I think that was stupid. I think that the smartest thing that could have been said is, if I'm voted out of office, I'm going to go out of office. I mean, if you don't vote Trump into presidency, I guarantee you the homie is running in 2024. So just, I don't know. I really don't even want to think about it. That's how much it stresses me out. I don't want to think about it. It's just, 2020 has been so terrible. I can't even imagine if that was the icing on the cake. Like, oh, and by the way, the president didn't win, and he's saying that he's not going to. It's like, oh my gosh.
Yeah, that would be, talk about an uprising, and talk about. And that was one of the things I was talking with an economist. He said, you know, those three things: stock market likes good news, dislikes bad news, hates no news, and no news equals volatility. Volatility over an extended period of time, and when you're talking the stock market, like a couple days, weeks, right? You talk months of no news, that can get really volatile. That can get really, we've never seen that before. So that's going to be something that we're definitely going to be paying close attention to. You should as well. And all the more reason to, you know, reach out to people like Ryan when it comes to making sure that your house, your financial house, is in order with everything that's going on right now. You want to be in a position to capitalize on the opportunities that are coming, right? You don't want to be trying to grab money after the opportunity has presented itself, because, not saying it's too late, but you missed the call, versus when you're liquid and you're ready to go, or you've got, you know, certain barriers or bunkers built up around things that may need it because of certain things that could happen. Those are things that you want to get your financial house in order first, now, before that wave comes. So with that being said,
proactive, not reactive.
Reach out, X-ray, text X-ray to 844-447-1555 if you want to take advantage of this man and his amazing team, and they're all around the country. So be sure to take advantage of that. If you guys want to get on our deals list and know more about the opportunities that I'm seeing and what I'm going to be investing in and what I'm getting after,
take advantage
over
of it.
This next few years in the market cycle, I'm putting out updates and opportunities to that specific list. And this is not for the beginner investor. This is for somebody who's got some cash laying around. So you can text the word deals to 844-447-1555. It's not working great. And with that being said, if you guys aren't subscribed to the YouTube channel yet,
be sure
to hit that subscribe button. And we're going to continue to track some of these things. There's some interesting stuff happening over this next week. So be sure to tune in for next week's episode. As always, keep investing in yourself and your wealth on your March to a Million and Beyond. And we will see you guys next week. Peace.
See you guys.
Well, that wraps up this week's episode of Wealth Building Wednesday. Be sure to tune in next week for more news and updates. If you got some value from today's show, all we ask is that you either leave a review on whatever podcasting platform you enjoy listening to this content on, or share this with somebody that you know can gain some insight, some value from it. One of the things that you guys know about Ryan and I is, you know, we definitely won't say we have all the answers, and we definitely won't say we know it all. We just want to bring conversation to the areas, the topics that we believe are really important to bring attention and awareness to help you sharpen your axe, put more tools on your tool belt, weaponize you to make the best decisions that align not only with your financial goals, right, but your lifestyle goals. So if you guys want to take advantage of Ryan's free financial X-ray on your investment portfolio, all you have to do is text the word X-ray to 844-447-1555. Most people have no idea what you know, they're being charged from a fee perspective, or really in most cases overcharged, and whether or not their current investment plan is actually aligned with what they're trying to accomplish and by when. And this is something Ryan does for all of our listeners for free. So be sure to take them up on that X-ray, one word, 844-447-1555. Also, if you are someone who is serious about building your wealth and you're already kind of established, but you want to surround yourself with other like-minded, high net worth individuals, be sure to text WealthCamp, one word, to 844-447-1555 to learn more about our intimate five-star experiences with other like-minded business owners and investors, to cross-pollinate, to hear what they're doing, and to have a whole hell of a lot of fun while we're doing it. And last, if you want to know more about consulting or getting mentorship directly from me or from Ryan, you can learn more by texting the word mentor to 844-447-1555. With that being said, that's all for this week. Until next, keep investing in yourself and your wealth on your march to a million and beyond. Cheers, my friends.